Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour, presented by the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon on News Talk 1290, KUMA and FM 96.5.
Well, this is the Tuesday edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. Joining me in studio this morning is Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan, and we will start the conversation in just a moment.
The Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon invite you to enjoy Nashville Troubadour, Kip Moore. On Saturday, September 10th, to kick off the 2022 world-famous Pendleton Roundup. Pendleton Roundup. Tell her she's mine. Kip Moore, MCA Nashville singer and songwriter, will perform Under the Stars in the world-famous Happy Canyon Arena, presented by Integrity Corp. Get your tickets today in the Party Pit Letterbox Zone. Tickets are on sale right now at PendletonRoundup.com. Kip Moore, Pendleton Roundup. You won't want to miss it. Letterbox.
Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUMA Coffee Hour, on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290, KUMA.
This is the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Tessman, your host, and I'm joined this morning by Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan. And Sheriff, thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, and good morning.
Well, I have lots to ask you about this morning. Your search and rescue crew was called out Friday to provide aid to a woman seriously injured in an ATV crash. A number of other agencies provided backup. How important is it to know that other agencies have your back?
It's huge, especially in this rural area of a county the size of ours. It's amazing the responses that we can get. And depending on where the incident is, kind of will tell who will show up to help us out. In this particular case, Union County was involved, as well as the Forest Service, Life Flight. And so it was just an amazing response and incident for our team to be involved in. You know, that part of the our county, it takes, you know, even driving at code, what we call code, that means lights and siren, could take longer than an hour to get to. And so when you're trying to also take all the equipment that you need for such an operation, it just extends it out further and further. And so in this particular case, I think Forest Service was the first on scene. And they were able to provide some aid until we arrived on scene. And then from there, it's just control chaos, I guess you could say, getting all the resources working together and whatnot. And that's what's really neat about Eastern Oregon, is the fact that we do have a lot of joint operations like this. And we do an annual training that involves the Eastern Oregon counties. We have what they call EOSAR, which is Eastern Oregon Search and Rescue. And every year there's a training somewhere in the 7 or 8 county region here where we have members coming from all over to one spot for a 2 or 3 day training. It's really good. I think in 2023, we're actually going to host the training here in Umatilla County at a to be announced location. So,
and will it be as, I guess, chaotic as what you experience in real life? Meaning, you know, we're going to put somebody out in the forest. You got to go get them. You got to pack them up. You got to bring them out, because handling this just from a news side of things, you know, the details that were coming out of this search and rescue, this was not just your standard, somebody, you know, tripped, fell, injured themselves at a campground that's off the beaten path. This was, you know, several different elements to it to get the injured just to the landing site.
Right. Absolutely. Especially when you're talking up in the Forest Service areas where you have, you know, large growth trees and whatnot. So creating a safe landing zone and then making sure everything is coordinated to arrive there at about the same time is a very key component to that operation. And so thankfully we do chart, we do train on that. And we involve our search and rescue membership along with Life Flight. And in the past, it's always worked out really good coming up with that safe landing zone for Life Flight to land. And then, you know how each team works to in their individual role to make sure that patient is safely transferred and then transported ultimately to onto one of the regional hospitals. So very good operation. You know, it's just a sad event when something like that occurs. It can really destroy a weekend for people that are wanting to go out and enjoy nature.
What are some of the most important things to remember when operating an ATV?
Well, I think one of the most important things is always have a ride buddy or a group. That's probably one of the key components. Make sure that your equipment is up to speed mechanically and have some sort of a plan, some sort of communication availability. In this particular case, there's a component called an InReach. It's, I think, there's a variety of different vendors, but the one that I'm most familiar with is Garmin. And, you know, when you're going up to those remote areas, you have that communication capabilities. And sometimes it's only via a text message instead of a voice call. And so having equipment like that, you know, make sure that you're equipped to be able to handle whatever might be thrown at your way. And then, you know, above all, safe operation. That's a very key component. Knowing the area and safe operation or not knowing the area and unsafe operation is probably the two danger zone areas where people get into trouble.
And getting back to other agencies that back you up, your agency does that as well. Mm-hmm. Also, over the weekend, there was a disturbance at the Milton Freewater Community Center, and you backed up Milton Freewater Police Department. Is it hard to do that when resources are stretched thin?
Yes, it is. But, you know, we tried to have deputies in pockets of the county that can be responsive. This last Saturday was no different. We tried to have some folks out there while at the same time providing services and law enforcement presence at our Umatilla County Fair. And so we had quite a turnout from our partner agencies and had quite a presence at the fair. And so when you're sort of concentrated in one area, at times it could be limiting your resources for other parts of the area. And so thankfully we were able to have a couple deputies out that could work that north end of the county, that Milton Freewater, Western Athena area, and be responsive to that area. In this particular case, you know, when I get the call that, hey, Milton Freewater has this shooting event taking place, you know, you immediately go to the worst case scenario. And, you know, you're concerned about, you know, victims and making sure that aid's getting to them and all this stuff. But as units start arriving, they learn that it was more of a drive-by situation than a like an active shooter situation. And so, you know, you plan for the worst and hope for the best. And I think in this particular case, it turned out better than what I could imagine when it was first dispatched out.
All right. Well, thank you for that. And with that, we're going to take our first break and come back, continue our conversation this morning with Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan.
It's cool to shop at Zimmerman & Company True Value in Pendleton. Just listen to Tim Gunther from Prodigal Son Brewery.
I shop at Zimmerman's Hardware because just cool. They have an awesome selection of stuff from obscure parts and sizes to mainstream stuff, and they have it in stock. I almost always get what I want from there. And even if I don't, they don't have any problem to tell me where I might find it.
Zimmerman & Company True Value, a mainstay on Main Street Pendleton for over 80 years.
It's time to fly. At least we always think it is. The Walwal Regional Airport and Alaska Airlines are excited to serve you, our traveling public, and to see all the fun destinations you choose. So purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and have fun exploring. The Walwal Regional Airport makes it easy to begin your trip with daily Alaska Air flights to and from Seattle and beyond. And remember, free parking. Fly Walla Walla. It works.
This is Brian from Burns Mortuary. Did you know that Oregon law requires other vehicles to yield the right-of-way to a funeral procession, and drivers are required to stop at intersections and allow a procession to pass? Other vehicles may not drive between or join the funeral procession. It's the law, and it's also the right thing to do. Thanks for doing your part in the funeral procession safety. Burns Mortuary of Pendleton, serving Umatilla, Union, and Grant counties for over 80 years.
Planning, looking ahead, it's a good practice. Michael Stratton with Stratton Insurance discusses why people buy life insurance.
There's dozens of reasons to buy life insurance, but when you boil everything down, typically people purchase life insurance because they owe it to someone or because they love someone. Life insurance has evolved, it's changed, it's become more expansive and actually less expensive over time. The products that we have available today are more efficient and they do more for you. It's no longer death insurance, it really truly is life insurance. If you get sick, get hurt, have something debilitative happen to you, and you can't perform two of the six daily tasks of living, you can receive a portion or a majority of your death benefit while you're living. Spend it any way as you see fit.
Let's sit down together today and see how life insurance can benefit your family. Stratton Insurance, one responsible source. Follow us on Facebook, see us in Pendleton, Hermiston, LeGrand, The Dalles, and online at stratton-insurance.com.
The City of Pendleton wants to help you replace your old, uncertified wood stove with a new, more efficient heating system. We're offering interest-free loans up to $3,500 to help you buy a new stove that could be natural gas, pellet, electric, or wood. With our program, you save money and you help clear winter haze and smog in Pendleton. It's a win-win for everyone. Call 966-0249 or visit the city's website for more information on the wood stove replacement program.
Let's get back to more live and local news from the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Terry Rowan, Umatilla County Sheriff. And Sheriff, I got to ask, how did things go at the Umatilla County Fair?
Well, I think it went really well. We were kind of a little concerned the latter part of the week, but we had quite a presence. I think we had 24 law enforcement personnel on site, working both the fair side and the rodeo side, and really nothing of significance occurred. Just the sheer presence of public safety there, I think, proved to be a good deterrent for any bad actors, and that's what we always hope for. You know, every year I always talk about how this is supposed to be just a fun family event, and we've been thankful, and through our operational plans and whatnot, that provides that level of presence, and that reaction time is really short when you have that sort of presence. So anyway, nothing of significance to report, just other than that we were there and waving the flag, I guess you could say, and having that presence there throughout the fair. Myself and some of the other command staff was on site during the day, and then that would lead right into the evening. We would have an evening briefing and send everybody out on their various patrols and assign them to certain areas. And we tried to rotate those assignments throughout the night so our law enforcement personnel wouldn't get complacent in one particular area. gave an opportunity for everybody to get around the fair and see the various things that are there at the fair and enjoy it themselves to a degree anyway.
All right. Well, thanks for that. And what's happening with staffing with your agency?
Well, we're still down several positions. I've got to put that plug in there. You know, if you have some interest in getting into public safety, we still have openings in our dispatch center, our jail, as well as patrol. And so although we're making some headway, but it's just a time-consuming process from the time somebody applies to our ability to sit down with them in the end and offer them a job. You know, we've had that opportunity a few times, but for one reason or another, maybe they'll back out. Maybe they didn't pass a particular test. You know, we're always looking for the right people for the right roles. And but, yeah, we still do have openings and you know, particularly in our dispatch center, that seems to be the hardest pressed for manpower. Right now, our dispatchers are working 40 hours of overtime a month or more. Our dispatch sergeants are working a tremendous number of hours, as well as the lead, Captain Karen Primer. She's working a lot of hours. And so that kind of takes them away from their supervisory duties. And so it would be nice to get up to full staff in that regard and give everybody that needed break.
And as far as getting the word out and, I guess, recruitment, I mean, do you have the ability or even the luxury to, you know, look outside, you know, head to, I don't know, Central, Southern, Western Oregon? Or do you try and focus all your recruitment and trying to retain new hires right here locally?
Well, we try everything. We try sort of a Western states approach. You know, we reach into Montana, Idaho, Utah, California, Washington, and all throughout Oregon. We try to put the announcements out more globally via Facebook. And then we also pay to push that messaging out. One of the things that happened during the fair, we also had some banners made that had a QR code where people could just scan the QR code and go directly to the site and apply. And so although I haven't heard yet, it's still early after the fair. We were really kind of cleaning up everything from the fair week and so yesterday. And so today is going to be more administrative type stuff, looking at that and see if our efforts will prove out. So I have high hopes. I know I talked to a number of folks last week during the fair that might have, you know, that graduating senior from high school in our dispatch center. A person does need to have either a high school or a GED and be at least 18 years old to be a part of that. In corrections and in the police side, they'd have to be 21 with those as well. And so, you know, just trying to get a number of people thinking about it anyway. And sometimes people are cut for it and sometimes they're not. And but I also invite the public from time to time to come in and just sit in dispatch, see if it's something that they want to do. They or go and walk the floors of the jail. Right now with the construction, it's a little challenging, but there is that ability there. So sort of try before you buy sort of program.
Once a new deputy is hired, it seems to take time for them to get into the police academy. Is there a backlog there, and what could be done to relieve it?
Yeah, there was a significant backlog, and you know, it's it should have been foreseen. You know, over the last couple of years, we did have a new director come in into position there that has since now left. I think that they're on a an effort now to recruit for that position again, the director of the academy. You know, prior to that, it seemed like there was regular surveys that would go out to agencies kind of gauging how many retirements or positions agencies would have open over a span of time. And then they would sort of shape the academy classes based off of the information that they received. And so, but that was something that was lacking. And what really got me was it should have been predictable, especially in light of what we were seeing in 2020, 2021, with sort of this mass exodus from public safety. And, you know, have an idea of how many classes that we need to put on as a state and make sure that we're prepared for it. Back, you know, months ago, we identified an individual working in our jail to go to move into the patrol side of things. And so we submitted our paperwork, and initially we were told it would be September. And this was way back in March. And thankfully, they did some manipulation with the schedule, and were able to get him in quicker. And so he's there now, and about halfway through, I believe. And so anyway, that's part of the challenges. And then finding roles that we can plug these individuals in until we get that academy date is a key component too. But what we try to do is give them sort of that full look at the sheriff's office, because it's not just one divisional. Even though they may be hired as a patrol deputy, we want them to understand how our dispatch center works, how the jail works, how our civil and administrative services division works, so they have a better idea. Even search and rescue, marine patrol, ATV patrol, all of those things. So one of our newest hires, a fellow by the name of Cody Gray, he's been engaged in a lot of that, coming out of the Walla Walla State Pen as a corrections officer. Now he's out on the patrol side, but we're still waiting for his academy date to come, which is supposed to be in September. So those are the challenges that we have, and keeping them busy and keeping them engaged throughout that process is a key component, I think.
All right. Well, thanks for that. We got more to come right after this.
Catch the Coffee Hour on your phone. Download our free mobile app, My Columbia Basin.
Grab the kids and head to Wild Horse Resort and Casino for Pins and Pizza. Now offering family packages Monday through Thursday. $50 before 6 p.m. and $55 after 6 p.m. Package includes 90 minutes of bowling, shoe rentals, one large pizza with up to three toppings, and one pitcher of soda. The package is good for up to six people. Plus, in the arcade, you can get bonus credits when you spend $20 or more. Reserve your lane for Pins and Pizza family package. Available Monday through Thursday. Online at wildhorseresort.com.
Stop in and visit the Community Thrift Shop in downtown Pendleton. It's no ordinary secondhand store. This little gem offers a boutique experience at thrift store prices. Stop in, and stop in often, as the gently used donations hit the shelves daily. Your donations of gently used vintage and antique items are always appreciated. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 10. Follow Community Thrift Shop on Facebook, and remember, all proceeds from the Community Thrift Shop proudly support Heritage Station Museum.
Awareness of mental health struggles has never been more important than in the last few years. Here at McKay Creek Estates, through our wellness program, Celebrations, we seek to engage our residents in activities that bring joy and fulfillment. If you'd like to learn more about mental health in older adults, we're hosting a free webinar with geriatric mental health specialist Laura Valancourt. That's on Friday, August 26th at 10 a.m. Laura will offer advice on how to understand your loved one's struggles and best support them. To register, visit PrestigeCanHelp.com. Again, that's PrestigeCanHelp.com.
These high gas prices are affecting all of us. Letter Bus Transit is trying to help reduce your fuel bills by having bus routes run 11 times per day to over 20 bus stops conveniently located throughout the city. You can even save going to the grocery store because they have stop at Walmart every 50 minutes. Their handy mobile app lets you track your bus in real time so you don't waste time. So start saving money today and Letter Bus. For more information, go to the City of Pendleton website.
Get Roundup ready at your locally owned Pendleton Tire and Auto. Hi, this is Scott, and we know how to make sure your outfit's ready for the rodeo. Stop by for a free brake or alignment inspection, get your oil changed, maybe put some new shoes on your pavement pony. Might be time for some new wiper blades so you can see through all that slobber from the bucking bulls. Goodyear, Nokian, and Hankook, all the best brands and fast, friendly service. Always the right tire, always the right price. Trust what you love to Pendleton Tire and Auto. Eastgate Pendleton, 276-2774.
A Pendleton original. It's the KUMA Coffee Hour. And now back to your host on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan. And Washington State is opening regional academies up there. Do you think a plan like that would work here in Oregon?
I really don't see how it could. I know that we asked the academy to explore the idea of doing some more distant learning. Especially through the last couple years with the coronavirus, the academy was up and down on closures all the time. And, is there a way to deliver that service more remotely? And especially on the law enforcement side, I really don't see how they can do that. I know that we do have regional trainers that are out in the areas that can provide sort of that ongoing training, because there are what we call maintenance training hours that are required of law enforcement, corrections, and dispatch certified dispatchers. And so we have to maintain a certain level of training throughout their training period, or their evaluation period, I guess you could say. Even I have to conform to the mandates of the minimum requirements. And which I typically don't have an issue doing, because it is a good idea to stay on top of this ever-evolving thing we call public safety. And so, anyway, I just don't see how it could help here in Oregon. I know through the state prison system, through Department of Corrections, they do a more regional approach. Say for instance, here at EOCI, they do a lot of their training up at Blue Mountain Community College, and then they do a lot of hands-on within the institution, where they're having those officers come in and out of there doing some of their classwork up at BMCC, and then going back to the prison and applying it. And so for that part, I think it's beneficial, but I don't see how on the law enforcement side we can do that.
All right. And then how is the jail renovation coming? Do you have an update on the timeline?
Well, I don't. I think we're still towards the end of the year before it's complete. Right now, all I've seen is destruction. I haven't seen any construction. So, although I did see some new rebar going in yesterday. So, a lot of jackhammering and sawing and cutting and taking out walls and whatnot to start prepping the various areas that are going to be renovated. So it's been challenging. It's really been challenging controlling that inmate movement, because there's some areas like our booking area that is not being utilized. So we had to do a makeshift booking area in another part of the jail. And so it's being nimble and being fluid in our operations is where we're at right now.
All right. Well, I appreciate the time this morning. My guest again, Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan. We'll talk to you again next month.
All right.
And with that, that's going to do it for this Tuesday edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. We'll be back again to do it again tomorrow. Have a great day and a terrific Tuesday.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.